Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a great Labor Day weekend, beautiful outside, blue sky. Sun's going to be nice and warm, great day for the beach, working in the garden, playing a little golf. Just a wonderful day to end up the summer season. If we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Anna from Mass with a question about mandevillas.
Anna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Anna. Okay, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Erlen from New Hampshire with a question about dogwood.
Okay, what is your question with the dogwood this morning?
Hi, we planted dogwood in Georgia in April, and okay. I have somebody that waters it three times a week, and they've noticed that the leaves are getting like rough spots on them. Is there something that we can do to prevent that?
Okay. At this time of the year, do not be concerned, because the foliage of your dogwood will be coming off in another month, maybe 6 weeks. So it's caused by the amount of moisture on the foliage. So if they were watering the tree with, let's say, a sprinkler, and a sprinkler was hitting the foliage, that would give you that spotting. And sometimes the spotting will be kind of a red to a purple coloration. The main thing that you need to do is, once all the foliage comes off, is to clean around that tree and remove all of the fallen leaves. And this is same thing will happen with flowering crab or flowering pear. If you get an infestation or a discoloration on the foliage, a cleaning of the immediate area will eliminate next year's problem, because it's a fungus. And the fungus is making spores on the plant for next year. So the leaf falls, the spore is on that foliage, and when the weather conditions get perfect, they wake up, they become airborne, and they will reinfect the brand new leaves. So by you cleaning around your tree and removing them, you eliminate the possibility. But normally on a dogwood, at this time of the year, if you've had a wet summer, if you've used irrigation and the foliage got hit, you will get this fungus. It does not hurt that tree at all. It's just you need to get it cleaned so that it doesn't reoccur the following year. Other than that, don't worry about it. It's not going to hurt the tree at all, at all, at all. Everything is fine. You just clean and the problem will disappear. And just keep a note in your mind that when you water a dogwood, do not wet the foliage, if at all possible. That will make a difference for next year. Thank you, and a great question. We really appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ron from Massachusetts with a question about blue hydrangeas.
Ron, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, good morning, sir. I have a question about a blue hydrangea. The shrub measures 40 feet tall, 4 feet tall, and 40 inches across.
Okay.
All of the green is on there, and I only have one blossom. So my question is, how do I'd like to keep it at that size. How do I trim that, and when do I trim it?
Okay. Is this a new plant, or has it been there for a while?
No, this is old. I mean, it's been there for a while.
Okay. And where do you live?
I live in Massachusetts.
And about where? North Shore, South Shore?
South Shore. I'm in the South Shore, on the South Coast.
Okay. There are two new breeds of hydrangea. The old-fashioned one that's been around for many, many years is called Nikko, N-I-K-O. And Nikko is less winter hardy than the new blue hydrangea. And the new one is called Endless Summer. Endless Summer can survive in central Maine, central New Hampshire, and Vermont. And they also have the capability on blooming on the new growth as well as the old growth. So what you need to do, Ron, is this. In the fall, when all the foliage begins to turn brown, buy yourself a bag of bark mulch, just regular pine bark mulch.
Okay.
And empty the whole bag right on top of your hydrangea and create like an igloo-shaped mound. But wait until all the leaves come out. That will insulate all of those stems. Never, ever prune a blue hydrangea in the fall of the year. If you prune it in the fall, the stem where you made the cut will not have enough time to create a scab and seal where you made the cut. If you cut late in the year, moisture will escape through that cut. So if you want to control the height, the time to do the pruning is going to be during April or even early May, when you start to notice that the buds on each side of the stem begin to go from kind of a brownish mahogany color to a green color. And once it starts to turn green, then you can count the number of buds, and then you can control the size. But if you never prune in the fall of the year, if you can insulate with bark mulch. Now, it has to be a dense material. Compost will work. Pine needles or shredded leaves can create a problem. If you put a lot of pine needles around hydrangea or shredded leaves and they're loose, you will encourage rodents to make a nest in that mound because it's fluffy. And you'll get moles, mice, and possibly even chipmunks will use it as a place to live during the winter months, and they will eat the bark around the stem as a food source, killing additional branches. So you can use topsoil, bark mulch, or compost, something that's dense, and you do it after Thanksgiving in that time span. And it works very, very well. But stay away from straw or pine needles because they're really, really fluffy and they can move in there very quickly, make a home, and eat the bark off the branches, basically setting back that plant several years. Do that and you'll do real well. The newer hybrids, the Endless Summer, Blushing Bride, Twist and Shout, all of these new ones are more winter hardy and they don't need to be mulched during the fall and winter season. So try covering it with the bark mulch, and if it's really open, if you're near the ocean, if you're near a pond, a lake, if you're in a really open area, you may also want to spray the individual stems with an anti-desiccant, something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And again, that's done around Thanksgiving. Great question and very, very timely. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patty from New Hampshire with a question about Rosa Regatta.
Pat, okay, we're coming up on a break. Patty, as soon as we come back, we'll help you with your Rosa Regatta, a wonderful plant that will tolerate the wind, salt spray, road salt, and it can be pruned extensively in the days to come. Well, we'll talk to you in just a minute.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patty from New Hampshire with a question about Rosa Regatta.
Hey, Patty, good morning. What's happening with your Rosa Regosas?
Oh, good morning. I'm glad you... Thank you for taking my call. I have this primeval forest of Rosa Regosas, and in my backyard, and I'd like to move some of them along the side of the property, which is a tricky location. We just took us weeks to replace an old picket fence, and there's a pine tree in the middle of it, and they're on one end, and there's an ash tree on the other. But there were lots of brush and maple trees and things we pulled out. We've dug out all the roots, and it's a steep slope between the trees going down to the road, and we've brought in a lot of dirt and compost and made a little bit of a ledge to put the Rosa Rugosas in. But I'm
okay.
That's as far as I got. And any advice on spacing them? I know I can't put them super thick because they're near trees, but I'd like to put some there to replace all the scrubby brush we had.
Rosa rugosa is a plant that will spread with underground roots. So even if you put them 3 feet apart, within 3 years, they will have sent out probably six, seven, maybe even as many as 10 brand new shoots that will start brand new plants. So, and the thing that's nice about the Rosa rugosa is that it is very, very winter hardy.
Yeah.
Even in northern New England, if you were up in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, if you were in Presque Isle, Maine, it would still be winter hardy in those areas. Now, the best time to transplant them would be in late March, April, or early May, before the foliage begins to form on the plant. If you are south of Boston, then you could move them at this time of the year. Just make sure that you get plenty of roots with the plant. Keep them very, very wet. And you want to, once they are planted, you want to put down a couple, maybe 3 inches of bark mulch on the surface. That will help to hold the moisture in place during the heat of summer, control all of your weeds. It will help to encourage runners. And the better you prepare your soil, roses, especially this Rugosa rose, if you've been to the beach up
near the ocean, it grows in pure sand. But if you can put it in some really good topsoil, they will grow twice as fast, but they do not want a heavy clay-type soil. If your soil is heavy, if you're having standing water, the Rosa rugosa is not the plant for you. But if you want to move them now, cut them back by one-third, not one-third of the plant, but one-third of the foliage that's on that plant, just to help balance the root system, because you won't be able to get every single root. So the roots that you've left in the soil, if you remove some of the foliage, it will balance the plant, and the plant won't collapse as quickly. Keep it wet. I would water it every day for the next 2 to 3 weeks, and if you get a good soaking rain, then you don't have to. But if you can wait until the spring, you're going to notice that the rugosa roses that you currently have in your garden have a lot of these runners. And the actual runner will transplant better with a better success rate of surviving if it's done in the spring. So in late March, April, even early May, before the foliage appears, dig up your whole bed. Just pull them out. Cut them in pieces, as long as each piece contains a root system, and they will grow very, very easily. Many years ago, I went down to the beach, dug some wild rugosa roses at a friend's home, and just planted these individual shoots that came out, and we had a 90% survival rate. So the best is in the spring. If you're going to do it now, cut it back, good compost soil, and keep it wet.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and shipped for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Maine with a question about his lawn.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Gun Club.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you every Sunday.
Thank you.
I took a large silver maple off the middle of my lawn, ground the stump out, and I'm about to plant a new lawn. When should I do that? Should I drag my feet and wait, or should I try to get it in now?
The best time is now. The ground is still warm, and that would give you half of September and all of October for it to get really established. Are you going to just do that little area, or are you going to do a large area, Joe?
I've got to do the whole lawn. We've struggled for years trying to get grass there because the tree was so large in the root system.
Okay. What I would do, first step, is to mow the grass as short as you possibly can. Then I want you go to a power equipment company and rent a machine called a seed slicer. And what you're going to do is you're going to buy a grass seed. You put it in the top of the seed slicer. turn on the machine, and it will literally pull you across the lawn. And as it does, it will cut a groove in your existing lawn, and you will adjust it. And when you rent it, the people will show you how to adjust the depth of that little groove that it will cut. So as it pulls you across the yard, you just steer it. It will cut a groove. The seed will fall into that little groove. And if your grass is so-so, you can go north to south. If the grass is really thin in places, do it twice. Go north to south and then east to west. That way, your seed is in contact with the soil, which means it will germinate better. And it doesn't affect you removing what you already have. The olden days, you used to rototill, rake it, roll it, start all over again. There was a ton of work. With the seed slicer, you no longer have to do that. So, put your grass seed down. Use a starter fertilizer. A starter fertilizer will encourage the plant to produce a root system over top. So the root system will get caught a lot faster, will get larger, and making that new plant a lot stronger. The top will still come, but you'll have an oversized root system so that when it does get cold, your plant will be very, very strong. And if there's visible moss in your lawn, then add some lime or the new lime substitute products. Jonathan Green has something called Magic Cal. And one bag is equivalent to 5 bags of the old-fashioned powdered lime. And it works very well. Now, if you want to get some information on grass seed, Joe, go to my website, paulparent.com. Top of the page, it will say newsletter. Click on the newsletter. And last week, I did a story on grass seed, and I explained all of the different varieties of grass seed. Bluegrass, tall fescue, rye, and all the different blends. So that will give you a lot of information on that. And while you're there, you might as well sign up to get the newsletter every single week. But if your soil is on the sandy side, tall fescue is very, very good. It will germinate in about 7 to 10 days. It will thicken your existing lawn. And if now that you're getting a lot of sun, a tall fescue, grass for example, can make a root system that will penetrate into the ground between 2 and 3 feet deep. Bluegrass is the best, but it will only penetrate 6 to 8 inches into the soil. So if it's going to be sandy, very hot, very sunny, then a tall fescue blend of grass seed will go a long way. But go to the website, paulparent.com, click on the newsletter, and there's a story on seeding a new lawn. The other thing is water every single day. And if you can do it twice a day, that's even better. Okay? Thank you. And good luck with the lawn. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anna from Mass with a question about mandevillians.
Anna, good morning. Tell me about your mandevilla.
Yes, on a previous show, you mentioned planting them along a fence. And I have 2 sections of fence that are 16 feet each on each side of my front door. So I did only buy one per fence because I wasn't sure how they were going to do. And it took them a long time to come up. Now they look pretty good. So you did talk about bringing them in. First of all, can you tell me how many should I buy for that length fence? And should I plant them on the outside of the fence or the inside of the fence? The outside only has a few inches of soil. And how do I bring them in for the winter?
Okay. The better your soil is, the better the mandevilla will do for you. And mandevilla is a wonderful tropical vine. And if you can fertilize that plant every single week, and most of us can't. We're just too busy. So what I do, I love mandevilla also. What I do is when I put them outside for the year, I put Osmocote pellets, which is a time-release pellet that will, every time you water, feed that plant. And if it rains, it releases some of the food from the pellet and your plant gets fed. When possible, I use a liquid food like Miracle-Gro. And if you can hit it, either the mandevilla or the diplodemia, every single week, they will grow like crazy. And normally, if you can put one plant for every 5 to 6 foot of spread, then you'll be good. So if you have a split rail fence that is 8 feet wide, so you would plant one on each post, and it will grow to the right, grow to the left, and from late May until October, it should fill in solid and should give you color all summer long. But again, if you can dig a good hole, put some compost, make the soil really, really good, then they're going to do much better. That particular plant has to come in the next 3 weeks. So you may want to think about going out there now, uncurling some of the long winding branches and digging that plant, putting it in a large container and getting it ready to bring inside. You don't want to dig the plant from the yard and bring them directly inside the house. It would be too much of a shock. If you dig it now, let it get accustomed to the change from growing in the garden to growing into a pot, and then from the pot to the house, gradual, then the plants will adapt a lot better. During the winter, put them near a window, and they will have beautiful green foliage all winter. Occasional flowers with a feeding every 2 weeks, they'll do great. But they are tropical. Remember that. If they get hit by a frost, it's over. Thank you. Great question. And it's a wonderful, wonderful plant. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Evan from Rhode Island with a question about his tomatoes.
Evan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How you doing? I listen
good.
To you
How
faithfully.
Are you doing?
I listen to you faithfully every Sunday.
Thank you.
I have a question about tomatoes. This has happened to me a couple of years now, and I think I've got blossom end rot. But I've prepped the soil every spring the way I think it should have been prepped. Like I put seaweed in it in the winter time, let it sit over the winter. In the spring, I put compost and manure in there. I put a good amount of lime in there. I put some other fertilizers in there, and then I turn it all in. Then I plant the tomatoes, and I get beautiful fruit. I mean, the green fruit is unbelievable. As they start to mature, I noticed that the ends of the fruit actually start to rot away. Not on all of them. I'd say about a third of them. And
wow.
that what happens is I bring them in the house and they look nice and red and cherry, and I put them down on the counter. 2 days later, that start to change on the end of the tomato plant, the tomato fruit itself. Is this blossom end rot, or is there something I can do to prevent this next year?
Well, blossom end rot would be a black, kind of a soft, sunken area on the underside of your tomato, and it's something that you would notice before you brought the plant inside. But if it's rotting very quickly, it could be maybe you're waiting too long to harvest that tomato, maybe picking them a little bit earlier. But there is a special product called Tomato Maker. And Tomato Maker was developed for the tomato industry in Florida. The name of the company is called Organic Labs. And they're based in southern Florida. And everything that a tomato needs to prevent problems is in the blend of this special fertilizer and soil conditioner. It doesn't take a lot. I think it's like 2 or 3 tablespoons per plant. And you mix it at the time of planting, and it has calcium. Now, it could be that your lawn doesn't have, your garden, does not have enough calcium in it. Limestone, if you apply limestone to your garden in April, it's going to take 9 months to work. So it's not going to help you until the fall. So if you want to help the soil, put some limestone in the garden now. And then next year, try this tomato maker.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes and no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. she couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's get right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Blanche from Rhode Island with a question about rhododendron.
Good morning, Blanche. Tell me what's happening with your rhododendron.
Oh, Paul, I hope you can help me. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm having a problem with the rhododendron. The leaves have holes in them, and they're falling off. Some are turning yellow. And their stems going into the ground are turning all white. Is there something wrong with the soil? Or I don't know what else to do with these. Is there a
way? The holes in your leaf are caused by an insect called a Taxus vine weevil.
Oh,
and
dear.
Ataxis is your common spreading yew or pyramidal yew. And it's a little insect that's a type of beetle. And he lives in the soil during the day, comes out at night, and will eat little holes in the foliage of your rhododendron leaf. Now, the best way and the most effective way is with Garden 8, just like the number 8, E-I-G-H-T. And you can buy Garden 8 at your local garden center as a liquid. You would mix it in like a watering can, pour it around your rhododendron as a soil drench, and it will kill all of the Taxus vine weevil. Now, the bark on your rhododendron, as it matures, will have a silver gray and sometimes almost white. So that's nothing to be concerned about. But you need to kill the Taxus vine weevil. And again, liquid 8, E-I-G-H-T, as a soil drench. Now, for a plant that's, let's say, 3 to 4 feet tall, you probably will need a couple of gallons. So just take a regular bucket that you would wash your floor with. Follow the recommendations. Fill it full of water. Slowly pour it around the base of your plant. And as it soaks into the ground, it will take care of the Taxus vine weevil. It's a great product. It's very, very safe. And it will do the job for you. Now, if you don't want to mix, there is a brand new Garden 8 granules. You can just shake it around your rhododendron plants and then water, and the granule will dissolve, change to a liquid, and work its way down. So it depends on how many. If you only have one, then you can use the liquid. If you've got several, the granular may be easier for you. And Garden 8 will take care of all types of chewing insects. Japanese beetles works very, very well. And caterpillars. So any kind of an insect that will chew a hole, 8 will take care of it. So it's not just a one-shot deal. You buy it for just that. There are many, many uses. And you can use 8 in your vegetable garden as well as your flower beds. And you can use it on roses of all types. So it's a good product, safe product, and has many, many uses on your plant. Great question. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Now, some of you are going to be buying mums, and I want you to do something this year. Your mum has been growing in the pot since June, and the roots are growing round and around and around. Before you plant it, take a knife, turn your plant upside down, and on the underside of the root ball, take your knife and cut the letter X. You're going to cut into the root ball about a quarter of an inch. Set the plant straight up and cut into the side of the root ball in two places. And that will cut these roots that wrap themselves around. This will encourage the new roots that form to move out into the soil, making your plant established a lot faster. Have a great week, everybody.